What's up, y'all? My name is Alan Sheriff, aka Alan the Sheriff of all things innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that I'm making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. Quick updates, make sure to go to alanthesheriff.com and check out some of my Apex merch, and also don't forget to check out some of those donation links. Remember that 50% of every single thing that I make goes to science, technology, and climate change initiatives, so remember, help me help you make the world a better place. Let's go ahead and dive into it. Now, the first subject is science. Now, I read an article from Futurism, and it's called Elon Musk Says Neuralink Has a Monkey Playing Video Games With Its Mind. That's very interesting. Now, this article briefly discusses one of the successes Elon Musk has recently achieved by implanting a device in a monkey's brain, enabling it to play video games with its mind. Mind-bending control. Now, this article points out a few things. It talks about how this claim has provided Neuralink a newfound momentum, given that it's been relatively quiet since revealing implantations of pigs last summer. And Elon Musk also not only emphasizes the well-being of the monkey, but also points out the uncertain timeline regarding the maturity of this device for human users. It makes a lot of sense. Obviously, he does not want to piss off PETA. So this guy's got to be careful. This guy's got to be really careful. Yeah. Anyways, just my quick thoughts. I do not endorse the actions of Elon Musk. I do not think that monkeys should be held against their will and forced to play video games with their minds. I think they deserve a college education just like the rest of us. I think that monkey should be going to school. I think it should be doing its homework. I think it should be able to go to college. I think it should be able to get its degree in business management. And I think it should be able to get a $500,000 mortgage on its house. Okay? Let this monkey be as a example to all the children out there that if you set your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. All right? So I do not endorse Elon Musk's actions unless he wants that monkey to become an esports star, in which case I really don't care because that's exactly what I'm trying to do right now. Well, not exact. It all depends. Personally, I think I'm the best in the world in Mario Kart. I don't know. We'll have to see. That's a quick challenge issued out there to all of you who are probably seeing this on Twitter or anything or anywhere. I really don't care. Come challenge me. You can get your butt kicked. Let's do this. But nah, yeah. I think that I read somewhere about how Elon Musk is actually, I think he's got some celebrities on a list somewhere lined up who are ready to take this. I think that's kind of scary that they're actually willing to just like give in that quickly. Like, I don't know if there's like some agenda behind this, because like usually when you get the celebrities to rally behind something like this, like there's usually like, I don't know, maybe I'm just paranoid, but I just think things like this need to be, you know, tested, you know, regulated. It needs to have some oversight and people just need to be careful. You know, I don't think people should jump too quickly into this, but I think it's pretty interesting. I think it's pretty cool. Obviously, you know, if we're going into the conversation about transhumanism, and he talks about conceptual telepathy and stuff like that, and, you know, being able to move the conscious state of one body to another, this invention gets really interesting. So I like it. I like it. Anyway, let's move on to the next subject. The next subject is technology. And I read an article from Gizmodo, and the article is called Amazon Officially Rolls Out Touchless Palm Readers. Now, it talks about how Amazon has been rolling out more of its Amazon retail store palm readers. Now, instead of using QR codes, these palm readers are completely touchless and instead read the lines on the palm of your hand to identify you at checkout. The enrollment process is quick and easy. All it involves is a credit card and your palm, and you simply insert your card into the device and follow the instructions as it pairs your card with your palm. These devices are being rolled out in Seattle and have already been rolled out in various locations, including Redmond, Washington. I think that day after day, we're finding more and more ways to move away from like a cashless society, you know, so I think inventions like this could be beneficial. I think it's also scary at the same time because I don't know what kind of reality we're moving into. I mean, whenever I see inventions like this, I can't help but think about, you know, what are some of the criminal masterminds or thieves out there are cooking up to figure out how to start getting money away from people as opposed to the traditional way of robbing people on the streets, right? My head, like when I think of something like this, my head keeps on going back to, you know, my head keeps on going back to Hancock. I don't know if people are going to resort, if criminals or, you know, people are just going to start resorting to the Hancock method, you know, which is, and I'm sure some of you guys have seen Hancock, right? The movie with Will Smith. And there's this one scene where he throws this disc at this one, this one dude who's like, he's like the head of like this criminal group. And I think they're robbing a bank or something, but like he throws this disc and he chops off the dude's hand. Like I would hate for thieves and other dudes to just be running around out there talking about some, give me the money. And then the poor soul just says, I don't have any money. I use my palm at Amazon stores. And if this criminal is very desperate for groceries, he'll throw this saucer and slice off the dude's hand. Yeah. You'll just see him in line one day at an Amazon palm reading retail store. It's like one of the attendants will be like, what are you doing? That doesn't look like your hand, sir. And the criminal's just like, take your hand off me. It's just like, that's not your hand. You stole it. That hand is black. Like, you're not black. There's something wrong here. You're like, get away from me. I don't know. That's just one future that I could conceptualize when it comes to this. But nah, I think this is really sophisticated. I think this technology is great. Amazon's getting scary, and so is Jeff Bezos. Like, he's always rolling out these new innovations, but at the same time, like, he's really taking over the market with these stuff. And I'm afraid he's like, although he's already created a monopoly with Amazon, I think he's creating, I think he's gonna be like the dictator of some dystopian advanced future society or whatever it is, because this is like really innovative. So I don't know, we'll just have to see what happens. Anyway, let's move on to the next subject. The next subject is science, and I read an article from Neuroscience News. And researchers from the Washington University School of Medicine have discovered how to use light to figure out what's going on inside of an individual's head. Now, I'm going to put this very simply, because it was just hard for me to wrap my head around it in the first place. Put simply, these researchers have figured out a way to determine what a person is thinking or what they see based on a cap that they put on your head. And that's putting it very simple. It's a lot more complex than that. But if I were to add more detail to this, I would basically say they've been using LED light beamed from the outside of the head inward to detect activity in the area of the brain responsible for visual processing, and then decodes brain signals to determine what the person sees. They're using an optical tomography cap, and the detectors within the cap capture dynamic changes in the colors of the brain tissue as a result of changes in blood flow. The ultimate goal is to basically facilitate communication for people who struggle to express themselves due to various difficult conditions. Now, I think this is very fascinating. I mean, it was even hard for me to even wrap my head around this at first. Like, I was thinking to myself, like, this is one sophisticated way of being able to see what people are thinking and to be able to help people who have certain conditions that prevent themselves from communicating. Just the fact that they were able to analyze, just the fact that they were able to take a look at the color changes within the brain due to blood flow. I think this is a very sophisticated, advanced, and awesome way of being able to, you know, look at what people are thinking and, you know, provide any additional help in any kind of way. And the experiment was interesting too. I think they originally had people looking at a checkerboard, and then based on the color in these individuals' brains, they were able to determine what this person was thinking and something of that sort. I'm not exactly sure, but like I think this is awesome. I think this is definitely going to change the world. Me, I'll probably be playing around with this thing, man. Like, if I was in the experiment and I was in that chair, man, I'll probably be thinking of so many different things, and I'll probably be seeing so many different weird colors. I'll probably be thinking of 50 Shades of Grey and they'll see red. Like, or I'll probably be thinking of Shrek and they'll see green. Or I'll probably be thinking of, I don't know, some crazy movie, and they'd be like, oh, I've never seen this color before. Like, obviously it doesn't work that way, but it would be truly hilarious if someone could do that. I'd just be sitting in the chair like, like, you'd be like, stop squirming and just look at the checkerboard. But nah, yeah. And on top of that, man, like, you know, hopefully, you know, there's not some dude somewhere around the world in his basement you know, who's upset that these people are probably going to get, you know, the Nobel Prize for this. And he's thinking to himself, they stole my idea. He's probably trying to think of some primitive way to match what they're doing. I don't know, by shining a flashlight at his friend's head, like, shut up, I'm trying to see what you're thinking. Stop moving. You're like, dude, you're just shining a flashlight at my head. I don't know, my ideas are stupid. Don't listen to me. Oh, man, positive thinking. They're brilliant. Anyway, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. Heck, yeah, concluding thoughts. Make sure that you don't go the way of the monkey. Don't play video games. Make sure you stay in school. Make sure you stay at school, make sure you go to college, and make sure you get that $500,000 mortgage. And remember, like, you can succeed in life if you put your mind to it. Now remember, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be a video game playing monkey, unless you want to be an esports star, in which case you have my endorsement. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast, guys. I really appreciate it. Remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and hit that bell for notifications. And also, if you're watching this on any of my podcast hosting sites, make sure you either follow or subscribe. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and I hope to see you guys on the next ATS podcast.